So what have Ben and Christy learned this week? Well, it's been another big week for the guys.
Here we go again.
We learned not to ask Christy for car advice.
Never get in the car with Christy.
If I were to go into a mechanic across the border and sort of say, look, oh, just can you service my car? And look, to be honest, I don't know anything about cars. Is that a no-no? Because then they might go, this guy's a stooge. We're going to take him for a ride.
Well, you know what? It actually pays to admit it up front. Because if you have a lot of people come in that, you know, they'll have their what they think's going on. You know, they know a bit, but not quite enough. And they'll try and argue with you and this and that. So it's actually a lot easier for us to just say, I don't know anything. Just service it. Just look over it.
Yeah. And you've got to go to the right places, of course. Me just bluffing my way through. Put the bit in the bit and make the turning bit go round.
Ben's ready to put all his might behind the Free the Chip campaign with the help from Aubrey Mayor Kevin Mack.
Kev.
Still waiting for you to text me.
The palmy on top of chips, we need to start instating this ban.
Yeah,
we need to put our heads together and start doing some mayor stuff on
I'll
this.
Tell you what we need to do, Ben. We need to create a pilot.
Yeah.
Because every good policy needs a pilot.
Right, okay.
Are you ready to be part of the journey, mate?
Yeah, sure. I like journeys.
We need to go down to Phil at the Newmarket and say, mate, you need to start putting your chips on top of the palmy.
You coming with me, Kev? We can do this together.
Yeah, you'd be happy to do that, I reckon. We could work that out and we could put signs up. This is a new palmy pilot site.
All right, well, how about this, Kev? We're going to let you fly now, but we'll be in contact very soon.
Right.
And you and I are going to hit the town and we're going to paint it red, mate, to get this thing out there.
Hey, we could, instead of Phil having a pot in a palmy, we could have the pot palmy pilot site.
I love what you've done.
Kev's getting a bit more passionate than I thought he would.
Yeah, and he's got a promotional brain too.
You've got to be reacting to when you're in a big role, mate.
We learned that Christy's boyfriend won't answer her calls while on the throne.
If I was your boyfriend.
And you denied the call. You denied your missus the call.
Yeah, I did deny it. I just thought it would be a bit weird to take the call on the throne.
I know
lots of people do it, but yeah, I can't do that.
You know what's funny, Zay? My missus is like you. She doesn't like it.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm like, for once, Christy, I will answer on the phone. If I was
your boyfriend, never let you go. We learned that Chantel from The Bachelor doesn't mind Blake kissing other girls on dates.
Pretty sure his voice made me pregnant.
What?
If you go on a really beautiful first date, isn't it really nice to end it in a kiss?
I reckon so. My question to you though, Chantel, is there such thing as too much tongue on the first kiss?
It depends.
Should
it
there depends. Be any tongue in the first kiss?
I reckon a little bit.
Oh, really?
I say so. Absolutely. That's the kiss of passion.
I've been scarred as a teenager. I remember my first ever kiss was the slobbiest, sloppiest thing you could imagine. It was disgusting. I think I've been scarred ever since.
Remember those days in the nightclubs, club tongue? That's what I
thought. Oh, so bad.
It's been a big week, and that's what we learned this week with Ben and Christy.
This is Ben and Christy.